Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Former United States of America President Donald Trump has been shot. At a recent rally in Pennsylvania where Trump was campaigning to return as president again, a sniper shot at and hit Trump on the right ear. The sniper was later taken down by the police. Upon hearing the news, President Joe Biden instructed his secretary to write a message of sympathy to, quote, President Reagan. No, it was President Trump, sir, she quickly corrected Biden, to which Biden responded, I knew it. That son of a gun, Trump, has no limits. Now he goes out shooting at Reagan. The secretary did not engage Biden any further and did the right thing while Biden went wandering on the lawns of the White House.
You could say even this harder than getting a ticket to the Renaissance tour or...
Subsequent to this shooting, conspiracy theories have been thrown about with people questioning whether this was a real assassination attempt or a perverse staging for popularity reasons. South Africans entered the debate vigorously, offering all sorts of theories about this shooting that is easily the most topical political topic of the week. Those who believe this was staged question why and how the sniper missed Trump's head. The man has such a big head, literally and figuratively. It is so hard to miss it, they argue. They go on to argue that the shooter could have been one of former contestants of The Apprentice, Donald Trump's old television production. The shooter could have been one of those Trump fired.
I think that is so stupid, Peter. You're fired.
Okay.
Go.
All right.
He was either angry at being fired or this was proof how bad he was as an apprentice. Also, they point out the shooter, Matthew Crooks, give a dog a bad name, was a known Trump super fan and would do anything to make Trump look like a victim of an assassination attempt to improve his chances of returning to Washington. In America, superfans shoot their idols. In South Africa, superfans lose their privilege of traveling business class to support our sporting codes. But I digress. But those who don't believe in these conspiracy theories about the shooting of Trump point out a few things. First, Crooks had just practiced shooting hours before the assassination attempt, which proves that he was an amateur crook and clearly unprepared. They also argue that where Trump is concerned, there are no super fans or super enemies. They point out to the nomination of J.D. Vance as Trump's running mate for vice president. Until his nomination, Vance was a known Trump hater, having called the former president all sorts of names, including, quote, a threat to American democracy. So clearly, where Trump is concerned, anything is possible. but the detractors are adamant. What sort of man waves his fist to the crowd moments after he almost lost his life? Clearly, they argue, this was a sign of victory, a sign that the plan was executed with precision. Also, why the Black Power salute? By a man not known for his undying love for black people, Nohal? Trump's defenders say that actually, if anything, Trump's raised fist was a declaration of success and a refusal to give in to anarchists. I don't have a view about this. I only have one question. Rather than raise his right arm, why didn't Trump hold his ear, which would have been in pain at that moment? Why is the instinct to raise the arm than to soothe his pain? Unless, of course, he was wary of raising the black fist using the left arm. Did he not want to be mistaken for a left winger? Well, the jury is out. The shooter is dead, or was he even the shooter? There I fall into conspiracy now. Now, we are unlikely to know his motive or his handlers. What is clear is that he was an apprentice shooter. Much to the relief of black Americans, Crooks was white. The first suspicion most Americans have whenever a white man is shot is that of a black man in a hoodie looking for drug money was involved. Trump is back on the campaign trail. And today, at the Republican Party National Convention in Milwaukee, he will come out guns blazing, addressing the Republican Convention. You can expect shots to be fired. He will fire shots at Biden, at Democrats, and at the media.
I will absolutely. There's nothing I'd rather do. It would be much easier for me to do that than I'm running again.
Trump will scream an earful after another at his own rivals in the party. He will make them feel like crooks, pun intended, for trying to stop him to contest Biden. There will be blood on the floor as he attacks everyone he presumes to be an obstacle towards his ascent back to power in November this year. Whatever time it will be in any corner of the world, everyone will be all ears listening to Trump shooting from the hip and coming up with his own conspiracy theories. There will be sound bites galore for those with ears to hear. Meanwhile, all law enforcement agencies of the Republic have their ear to the ground, tracing everything about Crooks, his family, upbringing, friends, diet, and medical record. They will try to establish whether he belongs to a religious cult that hates ears, right ears in particular. They will look at his travel history and check whether he was influenced by external forces. They will survey his TV viewing past to assess any possibility of bad influence. In the meantime, the agencies will be keeping their eyes on all sorts of crooks lurking outside the convention venue. They will be on the alert for pickpockets, drug dealers, and extortionists who will be seeking to take advantage of delegates attending the event. But they will also be looking for any other crooks that may seek to shoot Trump or anyone again. Whatever the case, with a deep hole in my heart, I hope the hole on Trump's ear does not condemn the world to another 4 years of his presidency. And if this podcast reaches any American, I hope they have an ear for my pleas. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rams Mabote, good night and God bless.